your ancient driver of success. The gyms are always packed around New Year, then they drop off around February. If you are a regular gym goer, this sucks. Most gym goers have a regular time and a regular set of exercises they like to do. But during January, this normally normal schedule is wrecked. All the gym tourists that are hogging all the equipment. Kind of like if you're a devout Christian, particularly a Catholic. Catholics have daily mass. Dudes that go to church every day before work. You'll see maybe a dozen or so hardcore regulars. Then you have the regulars that go every Sunday. But on Easter and Christmas? These are what they call the EC Christians. Most goals are like this. People have a huge desire, but then they give up after only a little while. Why is this? It's really a function of economics, costs and benefits, opportunity costs. It's also got some Cialdini ideas baked into the cake. Take New Year's resolutions, for example. This is a common thing to talk about at work or with friends. What's your New Year's resolutions? Every year we can see lists on the internet everywhere. Lose weight, get out of debt. Finish your education. So right off the bat, because everybody else has resolutions, we feel the need to have some as well. This is social proof, and everybody would like to lose weight, so this is common. So you start off with a lot of motivation, but this is by imagining the costs and the benefits. You can only imagine them since they aren't yet real. But after a week, you have a much more genuine and realistic idea of what the costs and the benefits are. The costs slowly become way higher than you imagine, and the benefits are not nearly as high as you imagined since it's only been a couple of weeks. So you start to imagine what it would really take. The cost-benefit equation kind of flips upside down. And within a month, if you hang in there that long, you start to see far fewer people at the gym. Nobody at work is talking about New Year's resolutions anymore, so social proof kicks in. And you give up like everybody else. Similarly, if you don't go to church every week, it's no big deal. But if some of your friends are Christians and you admit you didn't go to church on Easter or Christmas, they'll think you are a heretic. The reality is that you must be driven from within. You must develop an ambition that is based on what you truly want for yourself, not what you think you should want. And this must be an ambition that is a slow, lifelong work in process, not something you do just because everybody else is doing it. And we humans have been programmed to do this naturally and easily, but only if you know how. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.